our next live audience question, which is from Kelsey, and she's interested in doing an embryo transfer, taking an embryo from a senior mare and implanting it into a recipient mare. Do you have any insight on that process and what she should expect?
Sure. So it's a fascinating technology. It's one of the joys that I have of in our clinical program is doing embryo transfer. And so you're going to work with your veterinarian, and so they're going to breed the mare just like you've probably bred her in the past, and she's had foals previously, and so we're going to go through the same situation. We're going to have go ahead and get the mare inseminated or covered. We're going to really need to know the day of ovulation, and the reason for this is that we're going to need to be able to recover that embryo from the mare's uterus, but more importantly, set up a surrogate for that embryo. To be ready, so that way that the surrogate's ready to receive that embryo if it's recovered. So once the breeding process is done, 7 to 8 days after ovulation, we'll go ahead and try to perform an embryo recovery attempt, in which, if you haven't seen this before, it looks kind of similar to performing a uterine lavage. A catheter will be passed through the mare's cervix up into her uterus. We'll infuse media up into the mare's uterus. And this little embryo will float in that media, hopefully, pass out of the mare and pass into a filter, in which case your veterinarian will identify that embryo under a microscope. The average embryo is about 400 microns in size, which if in your average newspaper or book is roughly the size of a period at the end of a sentence. And so they'll identify that embryo and then go ahead and get it prepared to be transferred into the surrogate. Now, in your area, you have a couple options for potentially managing this mare. There's multiple centers around the United States that you could potentially send your mare where they could manage the mare on site and transfer the embryo directly into a recipient that lives on site. And both myself here at CSU and I know Dr. Schofield have centers that do that. Another option that a lot of owners are interested in is that they could keep their mare at home on their farm and work with their regular veterinarian, collect that embryo on farm, and then just have it shipped either counter to counter or via airplane or via FedEx to a center, a distant center, to be transferred into a recipient at that center. And then once that recipient is pregnant, she can travel back home and foal out at your farm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It is pretty cool that we can do these things. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to ship your mare a long distance away any longer with the ability to ship embryos.